So although I can't remember a time when I wouldn't have thought of myself as a Christian, looking back, my life was full of self-centeredness, just doing what it pleased me to do, and mostly just ignoring God. I believed in God, and I prayed lots for all the different things that I wanted. But for the first 15 years of my life, I think that was all it really was. Having done well in school, I was quite self-confident, and I was pretty sure that I could achieve anything and probably have anything that I wanted. I read my Bible, and I read the book of Ecclesiastes a lot, and questioned whether all these things that I wanted to achieve were really worth anything in the end. And I decided a much better goal was to get to heaven. But I remember being worried about if I would go there, and spent a lot of time thinking about what exactly I needed to do to sort of twist God's arm to get me there. But wonderfully, over the next 2 years or so, though I had been told the gospel my whole life, God took me, self-centered as I was, and through church and conversations with Christian friends and parents, and as I read his word, he made me realize my sin, and he made me realize my need for Jesus. And he gave me new life that I could trust in Jesus. I don't remember a specific time over those 2 years when this happened, but know that at some point, God must have changed me. I remember explaining it was not how I became a Christian, but how God caused this to be. And 9 years on, I know this to be more true than ever. Though I so often rebel, God is faithful and continues to keep me in his grip. As I look back at the faithful churches that God has provided and the numerous Christian men who have servant-heartedly and lovingly spent time to encourage me and to teach me, and as I think of all the prayers that have been said for me, and the provision of God's word, which is powerful to change me, and as I think of how all these things are sovereignly ordained by God, and as I think of how naturally I seek to please myself, and to be lazy and lustful and cowardly and unloving, I know that any desire to please God or any love for his word or love for his people or any rejection of ambition or any joy in his service, all of these things are entirely attributed to God, and are his work in me. And I thank God that he is glorified through this.